What's going on, fam? It is a Sunday night, and I wanted to drop some knowledge cock on you. Let's get first into some scheduling, some training content right now, because I just banged out, again, another workout that was intended to be chest and back, and I decided towards the middle, I'm like, I am just going to cut it short and do shoulders and some arms, so I ended up doing another little bit of total body. Now, again, I've mentioned, I think many times, that one of the, there's upsides and downsides to doing like a total body workout or a total upper body. The upside is you can focus on a few movements, hit everything, and kind of get your total system work in if you are, one, a beginner, or two, you have, you're doing like a deloading where you want to still work on strength, lift heavy, but you don't want to do as much volume per body part. You're in like a little bit of a deloading phase. And it could also be for limited time. Let's say you only have 2 or 3 days this week in which you are going to do resistance training. It can help you focus more on, just a global type workout because you don't have as many sessions to get in. So you're not going to have as much time or much opportunity to split other body parts. So first off, when it comes to your training split, fundamentally, you need to know how many times during the week you are able to work out. It's one thing if you have any day. I can just work out every day if I wanted to. Okay, that's great. You're fortunate to have that kind of free time or availability around work, your work schedule, your kid's schedule, something like that. If you are one of those people that you don't have 7 days a week, you have maybe, okay, I can go Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. I can go Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday. You might only have a few opportunities in which you can go to the gym to do your resistance type workouts. Hopefully you're also able to do mobility and yoga and stuff on your own time. But let's say you don't have a home gym, you're going to do your strength, your resistance, your overload type training at a gym, at a facility. Even if it's at home, you have limited time during the week. That's going to determine fundamentally your split. Of course, your experience matters, your goals matter, but your goals have to reflect your ability to put in the work. What I see a lot of are people that want the ultimate result. They want the ultimate goal. They want the ultimate outcome. They want to look amazing. They want to have the most strength. They have these high, in the clouds goals, which there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's where we get passion, desire, drive, right? That pursuit is where we find our purpose. However, if you have those high-reaching goals, but you're only able to put in 3 days out of the week for work towards that, I mean, how successful do you think you're going to be? That's where that disconnect happens. That's where a lot of depression or failure, that not reaching your goal, that's really where a lot of that comes from. You don't have the time that you can put aside to actually put in the work to achieve that goal in the first place. So your goal has to also be in sync. It has to be realistic. It has to be connected with your ability to put in the work to reach that goal. It's one thing if you want to bench 500 pounds, all right, but you're going to train, 3 days a week casually, right? It's not going to happen, right? You're not going to have an amazing outcome by putting in half-ass work. A lot of this is a life pursuit. It's you're putting all your effort towards achieving a 500-pound bench or a 400-pound deadlift, or to be, a politician, to be president of the United States. You can't do things casually. You can't do things half-assed. You're going to have to put in a lot of work. You're going to have to put in a lot of effort. You're going to have to expose yourself to a lot of sacrifices and being relentless in your pursuit of those goals. So your experience and what you are trying to achieve makes a massive difference in conjunction with your output. So make sure you understand how many days a week you have, what's your capacity to achieve your goals? What's your capacity for your input? What are you willing, what are you able to input so you can determine your outcome, so you can determine what you are going to get out of it? And that has to match. So for example, a chest and back workout might be perfect, but a chest and back workout might not be ideal if you only have 2 days a week to work out, or 3 days a week. Maybe it would be better for you to do a total upper body. Maybe it would be better for you to do a total body period. Maybe it'd be better to do a push-pull rather than just do chest and back and not do any kind of isolation on the arms and stuff like that. That is my point. So take a look at your training schedule. Take a look at what you're doing. Take a look at the time you have available to put in. What do you want to accomplish? And do they match up? Does your schedule give you the overload on the body parts in order to build maximum muscle? There is a reason why bodybuilders, I don't care if they're taking anabolics or not, there's a reason why people that build a lot of muscle, and let's be honest, there's a reason why people that build a lot of muscle do segregated body parts. There's a reason why people that build a lot of muscle do training splits that are often called bro splits. Well, a lot of times those splits give amazing fucking results. And why is that? Because you're able to put more volume and overload on specific body parts if you split them up more during the week. Now, some people might say because you're a natural lifter and protein synthesis and blah, blah, blah only occurs for 48 muscle hours after breaking down, so you want to train a muscle more frequently. Well, that could be a beneficial thing. However, it might also not give you the chance to recover enough between workouts, because as a natural average person that wants that has goals and results, are you doing enough mobility? Are you just training the muscle too frequently? Are you a beginner and you're doing too much volume with those total body workouts? Are you training in the gym for 3 hours trying to hit everything in your total body where you should be splitting it up more and getting out of the gym and recovering? Are you warming up enough? There's a lot of different factors. And people really worry so much about overtraining. I would worry more about your under recovery. I would worry more about, are you recovering relative to what you're training? How much you're working out? Are you taking enough time to recover from whatever your workout is? Whether it's each muscle group once a week, whether it's 3 times a week, are you doing enough to repair those muscles relative to the workout that you did previously? What is your goal? What is your time availability to train? These things all matter. Most people ignore them. They're just, I want to do a program that builds muscle. And they sign up for a 5-day-a-week, 7-day-a-week, or whatever bodybuilding program. They're beginners, and they really only have 3 days a week to work out. And they're starting some advanced program that really demands for them to put out effort that is just impossible for them to achieve. And that's something that's unacceptable, because they are going to be heartbroken. They are going to be stressed out. They are going to be failing in their pursuit. And one of the most important things to get results is consistency. Whatever you're doing, if you're not consistent, if you're not able to put out that effort regularly over the course of months and years with proper deloading, with proper recovery, with proper nutrition, with proper rest, all those things, if you're not doing those things regularly and consistently, you're taking months off at a time, you're falling off the wagon. Fitness cannot be a casual thing. Fitness is your life. It's everything. It's all the time. Your health when you're 50 is going to reflect what you've done with your body for the previous 49 years. So it's just simple common sense. If you beat your body up for 50 years, then you try to fix it, you're going to have a lot of shit that maybe is irreversible, that you're going to have a lot more issues. You're going to have a lot more of a steeper climb. And these are just the facts. That's why it's always a pursuit. It's always a changing target. It's always something you have to look back on. And as your schedule changes, you might have 5 days a week to work out now. Maybe you get a second job and all of a sudden you got 3. Maybe you have a kid. Now all of a sudden it's really hard to get to the gym. You don't have 6 days a week. You have 3. So this is the juggle, the struggle juggle, essentially. Okay. So make sure your goals, your training reflects and mirrors itself. Does your training match where you want to go with your goals? Do your goals match the reality of what you can do with your training? So figure that part out. And then when you come to the Ask Papa Swolio post, when you join in on the Q&A, or when you comment, or when you ask questions, this gives you the proper foundation to ask more specific questions, to pursue the right answers, rather than just, hey, I want to get big, because there are a lot of different roads to success, a lot of different paths, but you have to know where to look for yours, and giving some context in your own personal experience, like what you need individually, will help you find those answers.